with some sad news just coming into us in the last hour. That's the former Australia cricket captain Richie Beno has died. The 84-year-old had been battling skin cancer. Nick Mashall McCormick has more.
He was battling the skin cancer and diagnosed after he had crushed two vertebrae in a serious car accident coming home from golf last year. He desperately wanted to commentate for Australia's test against India in Sydney earlier this year, but he was too ill. You may remember Beno as a fierce test cricketer, a great all-rounder. He had thoughtful leg spin bowling, but lower order batting aggression. 63 test matches for Australia, 248 wickets, but he really was remembered as repossessing the Ashes for Australia and defending them twice.
Someone as wonderful as a man as Richie was will never be the same. He was the best, you know, cricket player that evolved into the best commentator. He'd been involved in the game for such a long period of time. He was a broadcaster for 50 years. To me, he was like the godfather of cricket. He was the Marlon Brando of cricket. You know, he was just an amazing person. Everyone loved Richie. You know, he was above the Prime Minister in Australia. And he wasn't just Australia, he was worldwide. People loved him, and not just the cricket world. So he was a great man. He was a gentleman, wonderful cricketer, and the number one commentator that there's ever been, and no one will ever be as good as Richie. He's got, you know, the pregnant pause. He had the perfect timing for everything, and he was a wonderful guy. And for me personally, as a young 18-year-old, trying to apply his trade as a cricketer and being a leg spinner, he loved leg spin. We had many a dinners and glasses of red wine talking about leg spin bowling over, you know, near close to 30 years. So, yeah, look, I was very lucky and privileged to Richie as well as I did, and to call him and Daphne close friends. They were wonderful support for me for my journey. And the world's a sadder place without Richie Beno.
It's always easily said at moments like this, but I think whoever you ask in my profession would say that Richie Beno was the best. The best presenter, the best commentator, most respected, a great authority, great calm in what is often a pretty excitable sport. His was the voice of reason. And just the person that we all admired the most.
Just a fantastic man. People forget he was one hell of a cricketer. I think he was the first to do the double of 200 wickets, 2,000 runs, all-rounder. Never lost a test series as captain. He was one of those inspirational leaders.
Got him. That's sort of line when I throw cricket balls and my son with, that would be the line if the catch.
Growing up listening to Richie commentate, real silky tone to his voice, great knowledge of the game, great respect for the players who were playing the game as well, the way he commentated. And so often you're disappointed when you meet some of your heroes, but when I first met him, you couldn't help but think, well, what a gentleman he was, and what a lovely couple they were as well, he and Daphne. So our thoughts are very much with Daphne and the rest of the family. It's a very sad day for cricket.
You know, he never took himself too seriously. That was the number one thing. He always said that was his one rule of commentary. You know, enjoy it and don't take it too seriously. Have some fun. And I think, you know, there was always a little sort of quirk of humour in his comments. So, for instance, if he talked about captaincy, he would say, well, captaincy is 90% luck and 10% talent, but don't try it without that 10%.